Good morning to you, to Gisela, and to our audience tuning in from different places in our country who follow up and are aware of the information that we broadcast. Today, we'll start the briefing with the good news that we had no fatalities yesterday, and Cuba has today 334 COVID patients admitted in our hospitals, 14 in surveillance, 139 are suspects, and 181 are confirmed. These are the active cases we have today. In our primary healthcare system, our professionals and specialists follow up 664 people for certain risks. Yesterday, the island's different laboratories studied 2,543 samples. In the Pedro Curie Tropical Medicine Institute, 1,011. In Havana's Provincial Center, 469. In Villa Clara's, 304. In Santiago de Cuba's, 280. In the Brother Amejeras Hospital Laboratory, 346. And in the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, 133 samples. The labs did a great job, and they could process the number of 2,543 samples. As a result of the study of these samples, 10 patients tested positive for COVID-19, 0.39% of all processed samples. Thus, in Cuba, 146,276 samples have been studied, and 2,305 have tested positive. There is a question, and first let's take a look at this chart that is going to help us to call upon the reflection to call all our people's attention on the importance of abiding by the measures and the rules that have been established. This first chart represents the confirmed cases by statistical weeks. The first, when the cases started to soar on the week from April 6th through the 12th, this is the moment when 349 cases were confirmed. Throughout the month of April, 366 cases followed, then 334, then 280 in the week from April 23rd through May 3rd. As you can see, throughout the month of April, large number of cases were confirmed. And following great efforts, early in May, the cases began to drop, as you see. These are some bars that illustrates upticks, like the one on week 23rd with 146 cases, which are related to local transmission events. In the next chart, we can see all the peaks that took place at different moments, which correspond to different events that we had, for example, the events from El Cotorro, the event from Villa Clara, the event from Central Havana. Each one of these events contributed an important number of cases. They are represented by these peaks. And I use this to illustrate the effort done by our country with the enforcement of the restrictions all over the country. And to curb the impact of this disease has not been an easy task. This is a virus with certain features that make it difficult to control it, and I called for the reflection so that our population, which starting yesterday in 13 provinces and the special municipality of the Isle of Youth, began to implement the first phase of the first stage, so that our population remain aware on the need of fulfilling the restrictions. And those of us who live in Matanzas and in Havana, to do a little more since we have not been able to reach the first phase yet. So there is a curve which is going to be displayed on your screens. You know about this curve. These curves describe different scenarios regarding the pandemic behavior. The red curve illustrates the critical scenario, the worst. The green curve is the medium scenario, and the blue, which is the most favorable scenario, where we had been maintained. And at some point, we had even managed to be below that favorable scenario. These are admitted patients, active patients. However, notice how at the beginning of June, the number of cases went a little bit higher than the blue curve. And they are a result of events that were reported at this at that moment. And I reiterate that the need of these events being reduced to the minimum or being solved altogether, because a great effort has been put into by our state, by our party, so as to keeping the situation under control. And I am sure that we all Cubans will continue doing our best so that this situation remains as it is. Of the 10 cases confirmed yesterday, all are Cuban, 5 are confirmed case contacts, accumulating 2,013 people who have been studied and who have been positive case contacts. This represents 88.51% of all cases confirmed in Cuba. In 5 cases, the source of infection had not yet been determined, accumulating 99.4% of all confirmed, 4.37% of all confirmed cases where we work to trace the source of infection. We always mention the 161 people in our country who have contracted the disease abroad. And of the 5 patients without source of infection determined, we had today, we should say that 4 of them were identified through population studies. And this is the importance of this kind of probes conducted in places where no cases of the disease have been confirmed. These cases are not a result of a study of confirmed cases, but on population studies. 2 of the diagnosed case studies are 2 of the diagnosed cases yesterday are male, for a cumulative of 1,163 people are male, 50.45% of all cases confirmed in Cuba, and 8 were female yesterday, for a cumulative of 1,142 patients, 49.54%. Notice how the behavior of the pandemic in terms of sex in our country is very similar in terms of the amount of people confirmed. 7 of the positive cases were asymptomatic, for a cumulative of 1,244 people, 53.97% in the evolution of the pandemic in Cuba, who have been asymptomatic at the moment of the diagnosis. Therefore, the importance of the fulfillment of the protection measures. However, over the last 15 days, this trend has changed, because in the last few days, 77.2% of the confirmed cases in the last 2 weeks, 122 cases have been asymptomatic at the moment of the diagnosis. This means that this high risk group, who usually do not go to the doctor and are not detected unless they are submitted to special studies at the community level, they spread the disease. By age groups, there are 4 cases diagnosed yesterday in the 20 to 39 years of age group, 4 in the group of 40 to 59, and 2 cases in the group of 60 and over, 40, 40, and 20% respectively. No children were diagnosed yesterday with COVID-19, And there is no change to the number of 249 who have tested positive in Cuba, of which 231 of them have been discharged. That is 92.8%. All 10 diagnosed cases belong to Havana province, distributed in 10 municipalities. And the capital today has an incidence rate of confirmed cases per every 100,000 inhabitants of 7.25, slightly higher than yesterday's. In Matanzas, has a rate of 0.56, which is lower than the one it had yesterday. And as all our population knows, the following provinces are already implementing phase one of the first COVID 19 stage. 13 provinces and the Isle of Youth: Artemisa, Ciego de Ávila, Granma, Pinar del Río, Mayabeque, Villa Clara, Cienfuegos, Santi Espíritus, Camagüey, Las Tunas, Holguín, Santiago de Cuba, Guantánamo, and the Isle of Youth Special Municipality. And let me elaborate a little bit here, replying to requests of our population. There are provinces that have spent more than 1 month without reporting cases, and some like Santi Espíritus, it's been 41 days since his last reported case, Santiago de Cuba 48 days, Pinar del Río 33 days, Mayabeque 44, and all these provinces have spent more than 30 days, and Artemisa, for example, 21 days. You got the case of Ciego de Ávila, 23 days. Cienfuegos, it's been 51 days since it last reported a confirmed case. And Granma, 26, 49 days in Guantánamo. ...47 in the special municipality of the Isle of Youth. And I mention this because I always say 50 days, but obviously there are some of these provinces that have more than 15 days. And also would like to clarify, to make it clear, the notion that as some of these provinces, presumably they say that people say that they, as no studies are conducted, well, it's logical that no cases are reported. And that is not the case. For example, yesterday, all provinces had samples processed to detect COVID-19. And many of them with high numbers. For instance, Santiago de Cuba, the province of Santiago de Cuba, 157 samples, Camagüey 130, Villa Clara 55, Cienfuegos 48. So you can see there the number of PCRs that have been conducted. And this is something proportional. The larger the population, the more number of samples. And then we have a rate per every 1,000 inhabitants. And you can notice that the Isle of Youth has the highest rate because it has processed 39.2 samples per every 1,000 inhabitants. You have Havana, obviously, it has a very complex situation because of its population, 30.2 per 1,000 inhabitants, Matanzas 17.8, Villa Clara, a province which has not detected cases for several days, it has a 20.3 rate. So what I want to stress is that the absence of positive cases is not a result of a lack of tests in these provinces. Of the 2,305 patients diagnosed with the disease in Cuba, 181 remain admitted and confirmed And these are the active cases. And as a result of the treatment and therapeutic care and the epidemiological handling, 180 of them, that is 99.4%, have a stable clinical condition. We always regret the death of 85 people for, and that gives Cuba lethality of 3.69%. Keeping the 18th place in this indicator in the region of Americas of the 35 countries that make up the region. And in terms of the number of confirmed cases and deaths, the region of the Americas is led by the United States of America, Brazil, Peru, Chile. These are the countries that lead the region, and Cuba remains on the 18th place. And 10 countries in the region have a fatality rate higher than the average of the Americas, which currently stands at 5.18%. We always report the two cases that were incubated at the beginning of the pandemic, and yesterday, another favorable indicator, 17 patients were discharged, 7 discharges more than the confirmed cases. Thus, in Cuba, 2,037 patients, that is 88.5% of all confirmed cases, have clinically or epidemiologically recovered, and they are back to their daily activities or quarantined at home for 15 days. Today we have a patient in critical condition, the one we had reported yesterday from the province of Havana, admitted to the Salvador Allende Hospital, and we have no patients in serious condition. These are the indicators that have to do with the pandemic in our country. And as you can see, there are some favorable elements, but still we have to be extremely careful if we want to continue on this path, because as I noted earlier, the complexities of this disease, its features, make it extremely dangerous. In the world, not much changes until 12 o'clock last night. The same 185 countries continued reporting COVID-19 cases. Yesterday, the number of confirmed cases reached 176,241 new people with COVID-19. For a cumulative of 8,318,370 confirmed cases. With 5,247 deaths yesterday, accumulating almost half a million, 448,735 deaths for a lethality of 5.39%. As we have already said, the region of America reports 4,098,241 confirmed cases, 110,748 in a single day, and this shows that it is precisely our region and the countries I mentioned earlier with the most cases that has become the epicenter of the pandemic. And the region's contribution for the total tally of the world already accounts for 49.27%, which is higher than the number we had yesterday. 3,479 people died in the region yesterday, accumulating 212,399 deaths for a lethality of 5.18%. And this is the information we had on Cuba. and on the world.